Welcome to Israel 18 News at 4 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The weather across Israel remains warm and sunny. In Tel Aviv, expect clear skies. Jerusalem is enjoying mild conditions. Haifa sees a gentle breeze, and in Eilat, it's sunny. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF is encircling Bint Jael in southern Lebanon as part of ongoing operations. Hezbollah has intensified its attacks towards the north. This report comes from Mariv just 47 minutes ago. Also, earlier this hour, the Jerusalem Post reports that a Hamas operative posing as a journalist was killed in a Gaza strike. The IDF identified the individual as a key figure in rocket and weapons production. Also this hour, Israel Hayom shares that Israel is preparing for war in Gaza. A dramatic meeting in Turkey looms as an ultimatum for Hamas disarmament expires today. Separately, according to JNS, Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Sa'ar confirmed that a truce with Iran does not apply to Hezbollah. This statement followed a call with his German counterpart earlier today. And finally, from JTA in earlier reporting, the US and Iran have agreed to a fragile 2-week ceasefire. However, Israel states the deal does not extend to Lebanon, urging citizens to remain ready for bomb shelters. Here's what people are saying online. Phil Stewart from Reuters posted just minutes ago that an Iranian delegation will arrive in Islamabad tonight for talks. Open source analyst Osin613 noted CENTCOM's Admiral Brad Cooper praised US troops for their success in Operation Epic Fury, urging them to remain vigilant. The IDF announced just now that they have eliminated Maher Qasem Hamdan, a key figure in the Lebanese resistance brigades in southern Lebanon. Let's go deeper. Starting with the situation in Bint Jebel, the IDF's encirclement aims to weaken Hezbollah's stronghold. Mariv reports this is part of a broader strategy to diminish threats from southern Lebanon. The intensification of fire towards northern Israel heightens tensions. Turning to Gaza, the death of the Hamas operative highlights ongoing Israeli strikes. The Jerusalem Post outlines how the individual played a crucial role in arms production. This strike follows increasing hostilities from the region. Meanwhile, Israel Hayom describes the heightened preparations for potential conflict in Gaza. The expiration of the disarmament ultimatum to Hamas adds urgency. The Turkey meeting could shift diplomatic dynamics significantly. On the diplomatic front, JNS details Israeli Foreign Minister Sa'ar's assertion that the Iran truce does not cover Hezbollah. This distinction maintains the status quo in Lebanese conflict zones. It underscores ongoing regional complexities. Lastly, the JTA reports on the US-Iran ceasefire agreement. Despite the fragile truce, Israel remains vigilant, particularly concerning Lebanon. This reflects broader regional security concerns. Turning to business and markets. First, Maariv reports a sharp drop in energy prices by about 20% following the ceasefire. Experts caution this relief might be temporary as the conflict's uncertainty looms. Separately, CTEC highlights a rise in internet usage in Israel by 30% during the war. Cyber threats have escalated with millions of phishing attempts reported daily. And finally, Globes indicates Israel's reopening amid northern uncertainties. Investor optimism is boosting the Tassi and strengthening the shekel, though foreign airlines remain cautious. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 5 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.